Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. After 4 years of cow herd liquidation in the U.S., the market is showing a response. RABA Research Senior Animal Protein Analyst Lance Zimmerman.
You know, we put the highs in the U.S. beef cow inventory basically on January 1 of 2019 at over 31 million head. We've reduced that cow herd by 2.8 million head since those highs. And so as we look at what's gone on, we've delayed some of the price response, the higher price response that we would expect due to that liquidation, because we had COVID backing up supplies in feed yards, backing up supplies on farms and ranches. We finally worked through all of that carryover that we built up through those slowdowns. And now, as we come out of 2022, which was record high beef production, now year to date, kind of January through May, we're seeing beef production down about 4.5% year over year through that period.
This, combined with strong beef demand, has led to an explosive market, he says. And traditionally, fed and boxed beef prices would be coming off of spring highs right now. But instead,
we're talking about new record highs. But the long run trend is up probably for the next several years.
That is with seasonal market contractions from spring to summer. Tomorrow, Zimmerman highlights a brand new report release on the changing Argentine beef industry and what that means to the U.S.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.